天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，您现在正在收听的是天路导向节目。今天麦克牧师将会带领大家进入一个新的系列，叫做 Blessing of Surrender， 献身之福。弟兄姐妹们，你们是否也会常常觉得自己一无所有呢？是否会常常感到自己灵性枯干呢？是否也会常常疑问，为什么神不听我的祷告呢？那就让我们一起从神的话语中来明白神究竟是如何在我们所拥有的事物上来成就他的美意吧。好，那我们现在就把时间交给麦克牧师和安翔。
Hello listening friends and welcome to this brand new series of messages。
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听这新系列的信息。
We are going to begin a series of messages entitled The Blessings of Surrender。
我们会开始一个新的系列，叫做献身之福。
And I want to begin by asking you a question。
开始的时候，我要问你一个问题。
Have you ever been at a place in your life when you felt inadequate？
在你生命中有没有感到过缺乏？
Have you ever been at a place where you have actually convinced yourself that you have nothing to offer?
在你生命中曾否觉得自己乏善可陈？
Have you ever felt that you have nothing whatsoever that is worthwhile?
你有没有觉得自己毫无价值呢？
Whenever you get to this point in your life,
每当你的人生落在这种境况时，
you can start rejoicing.
那你就可以开始高兴了。
Whenever you feel spiritual depression, poverty, and inadequacy,
当你感觉灵性低落、贫穷和缺乏时，
that is the very time when God wants to fill you with joy, richness, and liberty like you have never seen before.
那就是神要用你从来没有见过的喜乐、富足和自由来充满你的时刻了。
Does God bless everyone who gets to this point?
神是不是赐福给每一个落在这光景的人呢？
The answer is no.
答案是否定的。
Why?
为什么呢？
The key is your willingness to surrender the little that you have to the Lord.
这关键在乎你是否愿意将自己所仅有的东西交给主。
In today's message, the first in a series entitled The Blessings of Surrender,
今天是讲献身之福系列的第一篇信息。
In this message, we're going to see the following.
在这个信息里，我们要看
A woman who reached the place of bankruptcy.
一个到了破产地步的妇人
A woman who hit rock bottom.
一个人生跌进谷底的妇人
A woman who had less than nothing.
一个一无所有的妇人
We will see a woman who was facing shame and embarrassment.
我们要看看一个处于羞愧和尴尬的妇人
，A woman who had no way of meeting her obligations，
一个无力还债的妇人。
The only thing left for her to do was to cast herself on the mercy of the man of God。
她唯一可做的就是投靠神人，求他怜悯。
Is this despair a picture of your life？
这绝望的情景是否也是你人生的写照呢？
Do you feel overwhelmed with life's obligations?
你是否觉得被人生种种的责任压得快要崩溃？
Do you feel drowned by the flood of your circumstances?
你是否觉得快要被翻腾的际遇淹没？
Have you reached the point of such desperation that you don't know which way to turn?
你有没有陷入穷途末路，不知道该走向何方？
Stay tuned because God wants you to turn to God's man who is seated at the right hand.
别走开，因为神要你转向坐在他右边的神子。
God wants you to turn to Jesus Christ and ask for his intervention in your situation.
神要你归向耶稣基督，并求他介入你的境况。
Let us read about this woman in 2 Kings chapter 4.
请读《列王记下》第四章，一个妇人的故事。有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说，你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的，现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。以利沙问他说，我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我你家里有什么。他说，婢女家中除了一瓶油之外没有什么。以利沙说，你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油，器皿都满了。他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。儿子说，再没有器皿了，油就止住了。妇人去告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，我让你非常留心地听着。
When this widow came to the prophet Elisha, he asked her a most significant question.
当这个寡妇来到先知以利沙那里，以利沙问了他一个很重要的问题。
In the second verse, Elisha asks, "What do you have in your house?"
在第二节，以利沙问，你家里有什么？
I want to turn this question around to you and ask you.
我也想问问你同样的问题。
What do you have in your life?
你的生命里有些什么？
Who occupies the center stage in your life?
在你的生命中是谁占着最重要的地位？
Right away, in the same verse, the woman replied,
在同一节里，妇人马上回答说，
I have nothing but a jar of oil and a whole lot of debt.
婢女家中除了一瓶油和一大堆借据之外，就什么都没了。
My dear friends, let me tell you something at the outset.
我亲爱的朋友，让我先告诉你一件事。
It is always God's plan to start with what you have.
神的计划往往从你所拥有的开始。
If God is not blessing your life, there is a reason for that.
如果神不赐福你的生命，那一定是有原因的。
If God is not answering your prayer, there is a reason for that.
如果神不答应你的祷告，那一定是有原因的。
If God is not pouring His Spirit into your heart, there is a reason for that.
如果神不将圣灵充满你的心，那一定是有原因的。
Do you know why we have turmoil in our lives?
你知不知道人生为什么会混乱？
It is because we are not letting God have His way with us and with what we have.
那是因为我们没有让神的计划成就在我们以及我们所拥有的东西上。
Even some Christians will look around and say, Oh, I wonder why my life is so spiritually dry.
甚至有基督徒会说，我的心灵为什么老是这么枯干呢？
Why am I in such spiritual depression?
为什么我的灵性这么低落呢？
I want to tell you why.
让我来告诉你为什么。
Because God will not send His Spirit to the disobedient.
因为神不会差遣圣灵进到不顺服的人那里。
God will never send His Spirit to the unsurrendered people.
神永远不会差遣圣灵进到不降服的人那里。
Some people think that if they just go to church, they will overcome their spiritual dryness.
有些人以为只要上教堂就可以克服灵性枯干。
In times past, God said to His people, You are wearying me with your prayer.
从前神曾经对他的子民说，你们的祷告令我厌烦。
There is no use praying when you have a deliberate sin in your life.
当你人故意犯罪，那么你的祷告只会是徒然。
Let's look at the tithe as an example.
就以十一奉献做例子。
God said that the tithe is the Lord's and not yours.
神说，那十分之一是属于主的，不是你的。
According to Malachi 3,
根据马拉基书第三章
If I tamper with the tithe, I am stealing from God.
如果我故意将当纳的十分之一留下，就是偷取了神的物。
And in the light of Malachi 3, some of you are living in stolen homes.
按照马拉基书第三章的说法，你可能是住在偷来的房子。
Some of you are wearing stolen clothes.
你可能穿着偷来的衣服。
And I could go on and on.
我可以一直数下去。
What do you have in your house?
你家里有什么？
That is what God wants.
那就是神所要的。
If this woman had said, I have nothing,
如果这妇人说，我什么都没有，
and she never mentioned the jar of oil,
如果她从来没提起那瓶油，
the miracle would never have happened.
神迹就不会发生。
She would have rationalized to herself and said, what is a drop of oil?
她也许会理性地对自己说，一滴油又算得什么呢？
It's not worth mentioning.
那不值得一提啊。
Are you keeping God's money in your pockets and in your accounts and saying, God doesn't need this little thing?
你有没有将神的钱留在你的口袋里或你的银行账户里，然后说，神不会需要这些微不足道的东西的？
Are you hiding even the jar of oil and saying, let somebody else who has more to give?
你有没有藏起那瓶油，然后说，让那些较富有的人去给吧？
Elisha's question has nothing to do with what you have or even if you are giving it.
以利沙并不是问你有什么，更不是要你拿出什么来。
Elisha's question has everything to do with your not experiencing the blessing of God until you surrender it.
以利沙的问题是说，除非你愿意奉献给神，否则你不会经历神的赐福。
I want to tell you directly from the Word of God.
我要将神的话直接告诉你。
If you are hoarding God's money, that is a sin.
如果你藏起神的钱，那是罪。
The Bible says that if I incline a sin in my heart, God will not answer my prayer.
圣经说，我的心若偏向罪恶，神就不会听我的祈祷。
Perhaps you are praying for your son or your daughter to be saved.
或者你一直为你的儿女的得救祈祷。
Nothing seemed to be happening.
但是似乎一直没有反应。
So then you ask, I wonder why God is not answering my prayer.
于是你就问，为什么神不答应我的祈祷？
Be honest with God.
要诚实对神。
Perhaps you have been praying for peace and joy in your home and wondering why is it taking so long?
或者你一直在为你的家求平安喜乐，却因为久久得不到而感到困惑。
Be honest with God.
对神要诚实。
Have you been praying for direction and discernment for the will of God in your life?
你有没有为人生的方向及明白神的旨意而祈祷？
Do you feel that you're not getting the answer?
你是否认为不会有答案呢？
What are you hiding from God that is clogging the channel of communication so that you cannot hear what God is trying to tell you?
你对神是否隐藏了什么，以致阻碍彼此沟通的渠道，令你听不到神要对你说的话？
Be honest with God.
对神要诚实。
And then watch how he will bless you.
然后看神如何的赐福给你。
You see, you either trust him or you don't.
要知道，你要就信靠神，要就不信靠他。
You cannot do both.
你不可能既信靠又不信靠。
What do you have in your house?
你家里有什么？
My friends, I want to look at this story on another level.
我的朋友，我想从另一个层面来看这个故事。
Oil is the symbol of the Holy Spirit.
油是代表圣灵。
Oil was kept in the house either for cooking or anointing.
油放在屋里，要就是拿来做菜，或是用来膏抹。
Under normal circumstances, this oil would be used daily following the regular oblations.
照正常情况，这油要用在每天的日常礼仪。
And beyond that, the oil was used to anoint the prophet of God to be God's messenger.
此外，油是用来告立神的先知成为神的使者。
It was used to anoint the priests that they might be holy unto the Lord.
是用来告立祭司，使他们在神面前成为圣洁。
It was used to anoint the king that the Spirit of God might rest upon him.
是用来告立君王，使神的圣灵可降到他身上。
Even the Lord Jesus Christ was anointed at the beginning of his ministry with the Spirit and with power.
甚至主耶稣基督在开始传道时，也被圣灵和能力浇灌。
In the New Testament,
在新约圣经中，
the anointing of the Spirit is distinct from the filling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的浇灌和圣灵的充满是有分别的。
Yet at the same time, the anointing of the Spirit is contingent upon being filled with the Spirit.
但是同时，圣灵的浇灌是因圣灵的充满才有。
There is one baptism of the Spirit.
圣灵的洗只有一次。
There are many fillings of the Spirit.
但圣灵充满可以有很多次。
And there is constant anointing by the Spirit.
而且圣灵会不断的浇灌。
Anyone who preaches or teaches the Word of God without the anointing of the Holy Spirit will impart mere head knowledge.
若有人传讲或教导神的话语，却没有圣灵的浇灌，那他只是传授头脑上的知识。
Anyone who tries to witness or evangelize without the anointing of the Holy Spirit will operate out of the flesh.
若有人做见证或传福音，却没有圣灵的浇灌，那他只是靠血气行事。
They will not have an impact.
他们不会得到果效的。
In the Gospel of Luke,
在路加福音里，
Jesus told the disciples to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until they are endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣叫门徒留在耶路撒冷，直到领受从圣灵来的能力。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul said,
在哥林多后书，保罗说，
that it is the Spirit's anointing that gives him authority.
他因圣灵的浇灌而得着权柄。
After the day of Pentecost, we find in the book of Acts that people were amazed at the disciples.
在使徒行传中，五旬节之后，众人稀奇门徒。
And they could not withstand the wisdom with which they spoke.
并惊讶门徒说方言的智慧。
Once again, let me ask you the question that Elijah asked the widow.
让我再一次问你，以利沙问寡妇的问题。
What do you have in your house?
你的家里有什么？
Please join us again in our next broadcast, and we will look more closely at this question.
请你下次再收听。我们会更仔细地探讨以下的问题。
And the question is this.
问题就是，
What are the conditions under which we can receive the blessings of God?
在什么情况下我们才能得到神的赐福？
What do you have in your possession?
你到底拥有些什么？
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
一念之间。 自己的选择，让自己决定如何去越过一线之隔，分别天堂地狱。
决定不在天堂，
决定不在地狱，要看自己的选择，让自己决定去跨过一念之间，距离遥远，天堂和地狱。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，感谢您收听这次的天路导向节目。我相信大家一定从麦克牧师的讲道中领受到许多从神而来的智慧。那我们就明天再见喽，祝大家有个愉快的周末。
的心来行走彻底，带着祷告
心，百姓走着地，带着祷告，宣告盼望，靠主耶稣生命，心出真理，无不染出圣洁火焰。
Yeah.